guy can do more than 5 men for the day.
Mm-hmm. I bet was because another thing I used is I call it a scythe or something. It's got a handle like this, and it's got, you hold on like this, and you cut like this with it. It's got this curvy handle. It's got a blade that comes out like this. Have you ever seen those
before? Mm-hmm.
And that, I was thinking, you had to be some kind of man to work that thing all day long, because I only work for
a
couple. You cut hay with it. You hold it like this, and
that's
then the blade goes just right on the ground.
A cradle?
A cradle.
Yeah. Well, I ain't seen that.
I know you ain't seen that. No. I see that. I cut with it.
Yeah, what?
You cut grain with it.
Two handles.
Yeah. That's right. Cut grain with it.
Cut the grain. Just doing that and plowing and stuff like that, I just don't see how, I don't know, how many acres could a man work back then?
Well, I tell you, 3 or 4 men would get a cradle, and they cut out 10 acres a day.
A piece or together?
Four men would cut out about 10 acres.
What'd they do, just line up and go across?
Just line up, I get it right in front. And I hit a reef along with that blade, and the next man come out and hit right on around. Every time you hit with that cradle, you dump that, or you got somebody right behind tying it.
Yeah.
And you got some right behind stacking it. So
yeah.
If a rain come, it won't
sure
get water.
Get
it won't get water soft.
Yeah.
That's right.
Well, if you say. How many acres could you work if you had to plow it and turn it and all that and plant it and keep it hoed and stuff like that? And you know, like that. How many acres could one man work back then without any of these new kind of machines and all? You think?
Well, I don't know what his get up about it was. Now, you catch me. I could work 20 acres of cotton. 20 acres of corn, 10 acres of peanuts, plus cane and taters and so forth.
And I guess plus your garden and stuff like
plus
that?
Plus the garden and so forth.
Have they been out hunting?
Well, they must have been.
They go in a pack like that?
They've been running.
Gone, Bruno.
Gone. They all tuckered out.
Gone, Bruno.
And they do it. Get on, Bruno.
Gone, Bruno.
Hey. Get on.
Friendly. Lick my hand.
That's a little bit better than. Oh, did you see him just see that? He just saw that. He's wondering what that was.
That one is a gone master. Gone run high.
Now that's the one I'm talking. That's the one that looks most like a wolf to me.
But he's more friendly than that one.
Well, I just want to be friendly long. Oh, you know something? I better shut that door on my car. My car may not start. And light running like that.
It's amazing how dogs know.
Go get up in there. Go. Come on up, Rusty. Rusty.
Go on, Rusty.
Come
on,
lay
down.
Go get him laid on. Go on.
Go on, Bruno. Like, it's just fine as long as we're sitting here with you. But this afternoon, man, they were in a
go
entirely
on now.
Different situation.
Where's the rest of them?
Come on, the two.
No.
The dog.
Uh-huh.
One of them went around that way. He don't. That one ain't on our, that belongs to our song, leaving the trail.
Uh-huh. What does your son do around here for, like, if he wants to go out, like, I didn't see any place to go to a movie or any place to go.
He go to town. Because he don't go. Come on, the little boy what left here.
Uh-huh.
Or he
the big grown boy,
Callie,
he go to Memphis, Callie, all being here. He got a car, they don't take him a few minutes.
Well, how far is America?
What?
42 miles.
Or what is it? Take about 30 minutes to get there. So. Mm-hmm. Not too bad.